A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. The Lord will possess Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will again choose Jerusalem. Silence all mankind in the presence of the Lord, for he stirs forth from his holy dwelling. Verbum Domini.
Blessed be the Lord God, the Creator of heaven and earth.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi Domine.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Verbum Domini. Saint Juan Diego, was heading out for Mass one December morning. As the sun rose, he heard the most beautiful singing of birds, and their song attracted him. He said, "Am I just dreaming? Where am I? Is it in the land of flowers? Is this the land of heaven?" And felt a newborn silence of body and soul. To the east appeared the gloriosa amanecer, the glorious dawn. A woman, her clothed like the sun, yet exuding the greatest humility, called to him. And in her radiance, the world itself was transformed. The weeds became like obsidian. The thorns gleamed as gold. She gave him a task, to bring others her love, to her compassion, to her protection. Going to the bishop, he made her requests. And the refusal of her requests left Juan Diego disappointed. So he went immediately back to Our Lady and employed her to entrust this mission to another. She answered, "My servants and messengers to whom I entrust my message and my work are lowly. Though the road may be painful, with all his heart, he gave himself once more. But returning home, he finds his uncle sick and near death. And Juan Diego stayed to take care of him and sets out in the dark of night to find a doctor. Well, to find a priest to confess him for his death. Needing to go into the city, he will pass by the hill of Tepeyac once more. And in innocence, he says to himself, "I'll pass by the hill of Tepeyac to the east, that the lady may not see me." And this, of course, will not work. And Our Lady comes down to meet him. And we have that beautiful passage. "Hear and let it penetrate into your heart, my dear little son. Let nothing discourage you, nothing depress you. Let nothing alter your heart or your countenance. Also, do not fear any illness or vexation, anxiety or pain. Am I not here, who am your mother? Are you not under the shadow of my shadow and protection? Am I not your fountain of life? Are you not in the folds of my mantle and the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else that you need?" And after these words of encouragement and consolation, she sends him to the craggy crests of the hill, where the most wonderful Castilian roses and flowers had blossomed and bloomed in a time when the frost was strong. He gathered them into his tilma and brought them to the Heavenly Lady, where Mary took them in her arms and then returned them to the folds of his cloak. When he returned to the bishop's residence, he was made to wait until the curiosity of the guards overcame them. And Juan Diego was forced to slightly unveil the roses, but when they tried to touch them, the flowers descended into the cloak. And so at once they brought him to the bishop, who, seeing the glorious image of the Virgin, repented for his reticence and built her a temple on Tepeyac, where Saint Juan Diego stayed for the rest of his days, telling the story, sweeping the temple clean, and leading a hermit's life. Our Lady meets us in the prayerful quest of life and quiets the body and soul. She speaks tenderly to her youngest, to the most humble, to the last and the little ones. It seems to her the poor are the most beloved. And in this encounter with the grace of Our Lady, this encounter transforms one's vision of the world, allows us to go into the craggy heights. And though the road be painful, the heart is full of love and fears no obstacle. It is not the strength of man who can accomplish this work, but the power and the wisdom of God, manifesting itself in the loving protection and guidance of the Blessed Virgin. We are in the folds of her mantle. We are in the crossing of her arms. Our little works, comparable to picking flowers, the most beautiful graces are recognized among the crags. They are transformed by her and presented to the Lord. So let nothing else penetrate our hearts, for she says to us, "Am I not here who am your mother? Is there anything else that you need?"